Hello and welcome to this segment of Mind to Heart podcast. I am your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. I am so inspired and encouraged to jump back in to my podcast. I have gotten so many messages about how the last segment that I'm ashamed to say I recorded in 2020 has been a blessing. In that episode, if you haven't listened to it, it is entitled Hope for the Holidays, and I was able to share my heart regarding the, to me, untimely passing of my sweet grand, Mrs. Laura Edith Jones Bonds Washington, who was the queen in my life. She was my friend, she was my wife's counsel, and she was my homegirl. We spent every Saturday together. And I immensely miss her presence, her physical presence in my life. But I know that she is always with me. So I took some time away to really deal with navigating through my new reality and finding my rhythm after, you know, she passed. And so now I have been realistically so very busy with all of the endeavors that I aim to do and aim to do excellently, that I really put this on the back burner. However, today, as I am sitting here getting ready to grade homework, I feel impressed to share a new episode in hopes that it's encouraging. And so many people now are doing podcasts and they're, you know, they have the cool equipment, but I recognize that I am not called to be like anyone else. My greatest joy over the last few years has been accepting who I am, my individuality, and what I bring to the table. Seeing the joy in the lives of those closest to me and knowing that my life has purpose is bigger than any platform will ever be. So when I was thinking about what I might possibly want to talk about, I started reflecting over some things that have happened to me and the best response. So what I like to entitle this episode as is Choose Kindness. So the Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 3 verses 12 through 13, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Many times we encounter challenges with other people. If we could go through life and we didn't have to engage, we didn't have to battle conflict with others, just think about how simple life would be. However, that is not our reality. My pastor always reminds us that we cannot do life alone. And if you feel that you can, you have put yourself in a silo. That's very dangerous. So because we have to get along with, live with, interact with, tolerate other people, we have to master the act of kindness. We have to master the act of walking in humility and having patience with one another. So oftentimes, speaking of me, because all that I can speak on is me, I am the type of person that if you upset me, I just get quiet. I find that it's best for me to become reflective in that moment than reactive. Because one thing that we have to remember is that words spoken, although we apologize, although we ask people to forgive us, the likelihood that the recipient will forget is something that I don't think that we put much emphasis on. So I really try to be kind. And it's not always easy, especially when you're dealing with someone who you perceive to be difficult. But taking the high road and choosing to be kind anyway speaks volumes regarding your character, regarding the nature and essence of your very heart. So choosing kindness, it is essentially, as the title says, it is a choice. We get to decide how we are going to go through this life. And I have just found that there is such freedom in being kind. There is such joy to me personally in being a good person. I work really hard to be a good person. I can't always say that I've been the kindest because I dealt with my own insecurities, which caused me to be withdrawn, which caused me to not have as much confidence and to feel as if the state that I was in was not good enough. That is not the case, and that's not true for so many individuals. So choosing kindness is liberating. There is nothing better to me than seeing someone's face light up because of an act of kindness that I intentionally put forth the effort to bring to fruition. And it's not always that you have to do something that causes you to spend finances. It could just be a kind gesture. It could be holding the door open for someone. Saying thank you goes so far. And I think that so many people in this current climate have either not mastered the significance of simply thanking someone for doing something for you, or just showing their appreciation. It seems to be a lost art. Growing up, my mom taught me as a young lady that when someone does something nice for you, you sit down, you get a nice card or some card stock, and you write them a thank you. You put it in the mail as a way to express to the person who showed you kindness how much you appreciated it. That is something that I do to this day. And some of my friends laugh and say, you know, AC, do not give me a card. You don't have to do that. But I find myself still going back to my old-fashioned sensibilities because it makes me happy. I remember when I went away to prep school in 1998, I attended a summer session, which was life-changing. And every day I would walk to my mailbox and I would look for mail. Because back then, email was coming around, but I've always been an old soul. And so I appreciated getting the letters in the mail. And there was one young lady at my church. Her name is Keisha. She wrote me all the time. I could not wait to run back to my dorm room to read her letters and then to sit down and to write her back. She chose kindness. She didn't have to do that, but it really made my summer experience, and it helped me because I'd never been away from home for that long. And so I went away only knowing one other student, actually two other students, amongst hundreds of children from all over the world. But that experience, I got to see how kind people can be, how much I am loved, and that I was not forgotten. So choosing kindness to me is really being unselfish. Because even if I'm not having the best day, that doesn't give me the right to be unkind. If anything, being kind to someone else through my challenges will lift my spirits and will make me feel better. One thing that I've noticed as I go through life, so many of us, we like to throw out or hash out what's going on in our lives instead of putting that on the back burner in order to meet the need of someone else. So if I could use an example to kind of bring that home, I would mention again going through the losses that we've encountered in my family. And I'll never forget in 2015, my uncle passed away on Thanksgiving Day. And it was very sobering, although he was on hospice care. It still is very difficult to accept the reality of the transition of a loved one, even when you are there and you're seeing the progression of their disease, their illness, their condition. The human side of us doesn't want to let go, and we don't want to accept it. But the very next day, I went to work because I worked in pharmacy, and I knew that I wanted to be off for his service in some days prior to. So I decided to go into work because I was already scheduled. I got up, I got dressed, I went to work. I was pretty solemn because I was devastated, but I had to put my personal feelings on the back burner that day to get through my shift, because I recognized that although I'm going through what I'm going through in my family and my emotions, I am still called to serve and to be there for my patients. So I didn't lash out at any point towards my coworkers, management, patients. I came in, I held my head up, and I made it through that day. Now, when I came home, there were more tears, of course. But during the difficult seasons, as I stated before, it definitely speaks to the character of the individual, how you go through that season. Are you going to be mean? Are you going to be vindictive? Are you going to be judgmental? Are you going to be short-tempered? Or are you going to choose kindness? And are you going to allow the love that you say that's in your heart to be fully displayed in your times of going through, in your times of uncertainty, in your times of not knowing the outcome of whatever it is you have before God and you're believing for? So we'll say that to someone who may feel as though you have no hope, that the times ahead of you are never going to be as good as those that are behind you, I want to encourage you to consider that just maybe the path that you take to get to what you would consider as better days can be determined by how you choose to walk through your journey. Take the time to be introspective and to think about all of the good in your life, all of the blessings that you have, all of the provisions that have been made, and use your memory, as Bishop G.E. Patterson often said, to encourage yourself. Recognize that where you are right now is not where you always are going to be, and that you will see a brighter day. I cannot tell you how wonderful life has been because I've chosen kindness. I cannot tell you how fulfilling my days have become because I have been willing to open up, to get to know others, and to extend the love that I have and be free to give it away without the hope and expectation that it comes back, but with the blessing that it does, with the joy that it provides me to know that there are so many in my life at this current state who are interested in talking to me, spending time with me, laughing, doing all of the things that I wanted to experience in my life years ago, but I wasn't ready. So we have to remember that sometimes the blessings have not materialized because we're not ready. And we have to be ready for what we pray for. I know this doesn't sound like it's part of the title, but it is. Because when we allow ourselves to dwell into a place of now, we will not be ready, willing, or able to walk into what is to come. So choose kindness every day, in every situation, no matter what you're going through. And just know that brighter days are ahead, and you have not seen your best days yet. I am a believer that faith walking is a real thing. Using your words to formulate your world is a real thing. The Bible tells us that the power of life and death lies in our tongue. So I'm very conscientious of what I say. I try to be very careful with how I say what I'm going to say. I don't always do well, but I'm working on it. And I'm very conscious because I recognize that someday we will all stand before God. We're going to have to give an account for what we did, what we said, how we reacted, and even the things that we didn't do. So don't be guilty of neglecting to choose kindness, to walk in purpose, and to become all that God intended for you to be before you were ever thought of. So I hope that this episode has encouraged you in some way. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty good and motivated after sharing this timely message. And this will not be the last episode. This won't be the only episode for this year. I'm not sure yet about how often I will release a new episode, but I am excited to share this one. So feel free to follow me on social media. I am everywhere. Dr. Andrea Curry on Instagram. I am Dr. AC Rice on Instagram. Dr. AC Rice LLC on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn, Andrea Curry. And I'm on Twitter, Dr. Andrea Curry. So I am everywhere. I love to hear your comments about this episode. And please share it. If it blessed you, share it with someone. And let's encourage each other to continue to choose kindness. So until next time, peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
We invite you to check out Dr. Andrea Curry, PhD, MHA, CPHT. She's an author, dissertation editor, doctor of philosophy, motivational speaker, mind to heart podcast host, and mentor. Please direct all booking inquiries to dracwrights@gmail.com. That's dracwrights@gmail.com. Also, you can connect with Dr. Andrea Curry on the following platforms: Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube.